Nonpartisan 2019 Voter Guide. Pick your city's leaders. Vote in Wilmington's elections. November 5th is Election Day. Early voting is October 16th through November 1st. This accessible, independent voter guide is produced by Access the Vote NC, an initiative of Disability Rights North Carolina. About this guide. This nonpartisan guide includes vital tips about voting and answers from candidates for mayor and city council in Wilmington. It is sponsored by Democracy NC and Common Cause NC, and the layout was made accessible and distributed to the disability community by Disability Rights North Carolina. The full questions and answers are available at ncvoterguide.org. That's ncvoterguide.org. The candidates had word limits for each answer. The questions are shortened here. Call 919-836-0027, extension 3, for more about this guide. A PDF copy of this guide is available at accessthevotenc.org. What's on the ballot? All voters will get the same ballot, with the names of 2 candidates for mayor and 10 candidates to fill 3 positions on the city council. One of the 10 has dropped out. You may vote for 1 candidate for mayor and up to 3 candidates for city council. Blank lines allow you to write in and vote for someone who is not an official candidate. The 3 candidates for city council with the most votes will win. They will join 3 other council members whose positions are up for election in 2021. The candidate for mayor with the most votes will also join the council and will preside at meetings. Your power for what? The ballot box is one place where everyone is equal. One person, one vote. Use your power. Review the candidates' responses and decide who should represent you on the city council. The council hires the city manager and oversees the police and fire departments, zoning and building code enforcement, water, sewer, waste disposal and recycling, economic development, neighborhood renewal and affordable housing, recreation, parks, arts programs. Voting tips. Am I registered? To learn if you are registered, you can visit https://vt.ncsbe.gov/regelkup/. Then follow the directions carefully. The regular deadline to register is 25 days before each election, but you can register during early voting at an early voting location with same-day registration. Who's on my ballot? Where and when do I vote? Vote at your own precinct's polling place on election day. Polls are open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Go to demnc.co/distr to find your registration page. It shows your district and your precinct's polling place. For your ballot, click on the 3 or 4-digit code under sample ballot. Or you can call the elections office for help. The number? 910-678-7733. That's 910-678-7733. Best practice. If you have not voted from your current address in the last 3 years, it is best to vote at an early voting site during early voting. What if I have a problem? Ask the chief judge at the poll, the top elections official, for help or call 888-OUR-VOTE, 888-OURVOTE, to report an issue. If you cannot use a regular ballot, ask for a provisional ballot. you have a right to one. Describe your situation on the form. Your eligibility will be researched, and you will be given a way to learn if the ballot counted. No photo ID is needed in 2019. Candidates for mayor. Vote for one. All voters living in the city may vote for one candidate for mayor who will serve for 2 years. The mayor and the 6 other city council members appoint the city manager, adopt ordinances, and oversee the functions listed on page 2. Bill Sappho. Experience. In 2003, I promised that if elected, I would get things done. My track record shows that I have. Today, more than ever, it's important to work with people and across party lines to accomplish things to better our community. What qualifications or approach to city government make you the best candidate for this position? As a long-standing public servant, I have attained much experience working with local, state, and federal officials. I have the leadership it takes. I am a consensus builder, working across party lines to accomplish many things for our city. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? Affordable housing is important to the entire community. The city and county assembled stakeholders to give local government recommendations to add more workforce housing in our community. We must include working with the private sector, local and state nonprofits. Suggestions will be to incentivize builders, like we are currently doing on Castle Street. What can be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African American youth? We need to foster a business-friendly environment where companies and entrepreneurs want to start and grow their businesses. UNCW, CF Community College, Step Up, and our public school system play an important role. As mayor, we have created jobs programs for our youth, giving them the opportunity to obtain skills and knowledge relating to jobs. Should Wilmington establish a police community oversight board with investigatory, subpoena, and disciplinary powers? Transparency is crucial for any police department. This includes a constant dialogue with the community to build trust, as well as implement technology that will allow our citizens to view our police department using both body and car cameras. The City Council is the elected body ultimately responsible for the actions of the police department. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate warming gases in NC by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? In 2009, I and the entire City Council passed a resolution to sign the U.S. Conference of Mayors Climate Protection Agreement. As part of this agreement, Wilmington established a baseline emissions level for 2007 based on the city's operational control. A goal was established per our resolution to reduce emissions by 58% by 2050. Candidates for mayor continued. Devin M. Scott. Experience. I've lived in Wilmington since I was a child, and I love this city. I'm an artist, an activist, and an entrepreneur with a focus on startup ecosystems, equity, and economic development. I am also a writer and public speaker. What qualifications or approach to city government make you the best candidate for this position? My experience as an entrepreneur allows me to look at the complexity of our problems as opportunities, and my lifelong focus on equality and diversity give me a proper perspective to represent all of the people of Wilmington. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? Affordable housing is of primary concern in Wilmington because it speaks to the very basis of our quality of life. We all do better when we all do better. We need to prioritize development projects that provide affordable residences in order to balance against more aggressive luxury land development. What can be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African-American youth? Wilmington must attract well-paying white-collar jobs and absolutely must make these opportunities equally accessible to all communities. By removing barriers to training and transportation, supporting and promoting existing local businesses and startups will both increase our economic resiliency and demonstrate to the world our city's viability for nurturing successful businesses. Should Wilmington establish a police community oversight board with investigatory, subpoena, and disciplinary powers? I am in favor of public oversight. Law enforcement holds a unique role as the city's most effectively deployed outreach and engagement resource, facilitating community trust and encouraging accountability, and progressive training programs for law enforcement will empower our officers to fully serve in that capacity and to better serve our communities safely and faithfully. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate warming gases in NC by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? This target is appropriate for our community. Wilmington is a coastal city with an ecosystem hanging by a thread. It is a local necessity and our global responsibility to aggressively move towards low emission, carbon neutral, regenerative practices. The government must make investments for healthy public transportation, work to attract clean, sustainable industries, and incentivize actions that advance our progress toward these goals. City Council candidates, vote for 3. 9 candidates want to represent you on the City Council. A 10th candidate has withdrawn. You may vote for up to 3 candidates to fill 3 seats on the Council. The 3 candidates with the most votes will win and serve a 4-year term. Neil Anderson. Experience. Married 23 years to wife Jarrett. 3 children, ages 11 to 20. Own a sales agency representing furniture manufacturers and importers. Manage a territory. What qualifications or approach to city government makes you the best candidate for this position? I have served 2 terms, 8 years, on City Council, where I have been an effective, impactful member of the board, seeking pragmatic, financially responsible governance. I have also served on the CFPUA board and the regional MPO. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? Trying to increase, not just maintain, affordable and workforce housing has been a priority for this council the last 4 years. Council is using as many levers, tools as possible to impact this shortage, established a commission, higher density, more verticality in exchange for units or a contribution, etc. See the proposed Castle Street bus repair garage project. What can be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African American youth? I think the factor that will have the greatest impact is the new Vocational Trades High School. This is a partnership between the NHC school system and CFCC that will offer an option for high school students in their junior, senior years to get trained for a real job versus college. Should Wilmington establish a police community oversight board with investigatory, subpoena, and disciplinary powers? City Council holds our police chief and police force accountable daily, and all signs in our community point to increased trust of WPD. Not in favor at this time. We did set up a community relations committee to hear complaints, grievances. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate warming gases in NC by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? Well, it is a lofty goal. It is certainly appropriate for our community. Council must carefully weigh the cost versus benefit of environmental investments. Wilmington is very proactive in this regard, but the cost of new technology will dictate that some improvements occur faster than others. Mac Coyle Experience. I am a lifelong ecologist and political activist. My work has focused on cannabis and drug policy, energy policy, and environmental policy. I am also an inventor, small business owner, and professional construction worker. What qualifications or approach to city government make you the best candidate for this position? I am running to confront corruption and abuse of power by the CFPUA board members, the staff of the CFPUA, and to counter the complete failure of local government to confront DuPont for the industrial poisoning of our state. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? Affordable housing is incredibly important. Unfortunately, the onus for maintaining this vital part of our economy often turns this buzzword into an oxymoron. The city can and should increase the minimum wage for all city employees and contractors. A living wage is what I will fight for to address affordable housing. What can be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African American youth? We must acknowledge the mechanisms that create a permanent underclass based on race. Fighting for cannabis truth and reconciliation is a strategy for dismantling the legacy of Jim Crow mass incarceration that disenfranchises young people. Cannabis, industrial production, job training, and entrepreneur development should focus on helping community members disproportionately affected by the cannabis prohibition. Should Wilmington establish a police community oversight board with investigatory, subpoena, and disciplinary powers? I absolutely support this initiative. I am running to expose corruption at the city and county government, and I will be a fierce advocate for the truth and justice in exposing corruption and abuse of power by law enforcement. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate warming gases in NC by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? These goals are timid responses. The evidence is clear, and so are the solutions. We must engage in bolder actions and goals. All solutions begin at the local level. Our local government can set the agenda for the region and the state. I will fight for the future that includes a living, functioning ecosystem. Voting tip. Be sure you are registered at your current address at least 25 days before the election. Register again if you move to a new address. If you miss the registration deadline, you can still register and vote at an early voting site during early voting, but you can't do this on election day. Margaret Haynes Experience. Born and raised in Durham, North Carolina, I have a Master's of Public Administration and am a federal retiree, having worked for a member of Congress. I also have a successful business background in banking and rental property ownership and management. What qualifications or approach to city government makes you the best candidate for this position? I have the practical experience as well as the educational background to represent our citizens. I believe in citizen participation and transparency throughout the governmental process. I have an up-to-date perspective on issues and projects facing the city. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? Housing that is affordable is very important for the future of any municipality. The city has established a joint commission along with the process of increasing workforce housing, incentivizing builders to include affordable housing, increasing some density, and small tax increases might be considered. What can be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African American youth? While government generally does not create jobs, we can create an environment to support job growth. Enhancing infrastructure and community amenities increases our quality of life and encourages employers to relocate to our city. The city of Wilmington hires minority youth for summer employment, as well as supporting nonprofit groups with similar goals. Should Wilmington establish a police community oversight board with investigatory, subpoena, and disciplinary powers? Our police chief has worked very diligently to move to community policing and building trust with all citizens. The 7-member nonpartisan at-large council has subpoena power and can address specific issues should they arise. Wilmington already has a civil service commission that adjudicates public servant personnel issues. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate warming gases in NC by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? We need to make strides to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, not only in NC, but throughout the country and the world. The city is moving in a positive direction. We have a solar garage for the city street sweeper. Smaller public vehicles are moving to alternative fuel sources, and our transit buses are moving to natural gas. Do I need an ID to vote? You do not need to show an ID to vote in 2019, except in the following situation. If you are a new voter in the county and some information was missing on your registration form, you may need to show a document or any current photo ID. Candidates for City Council continued. Paul Lawler, experience. A Charlotte native, I graduated from NC State and have lived in a variety of cities. The intersection between policy and citizens' wants interests me. My accounting background gives me a perspective on the budget and improving the city. Your qualifications or approach to city government? As a councilperson, I look at our challenges and options differently than many people. You see that in my proposals on jobs and economic development, on affordable housing, transportation, and other issues. We need to try new approaches. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? Wilmington should do 5 things. 1. Update city practice. 2. Encourage missing middle projects for small parcels. 3. Incentivize developers to include workforce housing. 4. Adopt a new economic development strategy for more better-paying jobs. And 5. Conduct a Buy a House campaign to encourage left-out people to buy a house. What can be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African-American youth? Build on our great quality of life. That's our great asset. A better presentation approach focusing on our history, art, film, food, music, and more will showcase this community as a place for fintech, research, and other new jobs, and a stronger tourism business, encourage small business startups, and leverage UNCW opportunities for better opportunities. Should Wilmington establish a police community oversight board with investigatory, subpoena, and disciplinary powers? Wilmington has successfully lowered the crime rate in the last decade and reduced complaints about the police. Good training and good leadership are keys to this success. Our officers are trained in defusing techniques and carry out a host of community involvement projects. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate warming gases in NC by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? Wilmington has an acute interest in sea level rise. Our highest elevation is perhaps 35 feet above sea level. The city has to assure that new construction will not be built in at-risk areas and review its policies. Fuel choices, improved traffic flows, and other actions can help. America needs to lead on this global threat. How to vote by mail, absentee ballot. Any registered voter may vote by mail. No excuse or special reason is needed. Use the official request form at ncsbe.gov. Call toll-free 866-522-4723 or visit demnc.co/mail for help. The request form must be signed by the voter or voter's near relative. That term is defined on back of the form. And that must be received, not just sent, at the County Board of Elections by 5 p.m. 1 week before Election Day. That's October 29th for this year's election on November 5th. A ballot and return envelope will then be mailed to the voter. Follow all the directions carefully, including having two witnesses or a notary sign and include their addresses on the envelope form. Many absentee ballots are not counted because signatures or other important information is missing. To be counted, the voter or near relative must return the ballot to the County Board of Elections office by 5 p.m. on Election Day, or it should be postmarked by 5 p.m. Election Day. It must be received at the elections office by 3 business days later. Take it inside the post office and request a dated postmark if the deadline is near. Mailing may take 2 first-class stamps. Candidates for City Council continued. Alexandria Monroe. Ms. Monroe's name will appear on the ballot, but she has publicly announced that she is withdrawing from the City Council race because of changes in her family responsibilities. Scott Monroe. Experience. Scott is a father of 3, veteran Marine logistics officer, former Wilmington firefighter, and business leader. Extensive leadership experience in both public and private sector. Member of Downtown Parking Advisory Committee. Master's in Public Agency Leadership Studies. Your qualification or approach to city government? I'm a lifelong public servant with no partisan agenda. I want to improve the city's quality of life, beauty, and high level of public safety. I'm raising 3 young children. I will think strategically and prepare for the next 50 years. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? Affordable housing is critical to ensuring a high-functioning city that is in line with our values. Developing workforce housing will reduce congestion, improve quality of life, and ensure economic success. I will develop zoning codes and support programs that incentivize developers to build more workforce housing. What can be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African American youth? Wilmington continues to attract more businesses relocating from other states. We need beautiful streetscapes, good schools, and safe streets. So those businesses and their leaders want to build their businesses here. More businesses equal more jobs. Also, I will rally on behalf of Cape Fear Community College to provide education for all our young residents. Should Wilmington establish a police community oversight board with investigatory, subpoena, and disciplinary powers? I wholeheartedly believe that the city should have a public safety committee that oversees the operations for police, fire, and the 911 center. Our citizens need a voice, and leadership needs to be held accountable. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate warming gases in NC by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? Yes, this target is appropriate. I will always support measures which keep our air and water clean. A healthy environment is absolutely essential. It is the foundation for our residents' health and economic success. Global warming is a real threat that requires action now. Harry Smith, Jr. Experience. U.S. Marine from 1979 to 1989. Construction Superintendent, 20 years. Volunteer work with youth. Your qualifications or approach to city government. Well organized, honest, open-minded, common sense, willing to listen to other people. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? Affordable housing is very important. I think the key in Wilmington is to create better paying jobs. With all the service industry jobs that are being created, there are no higher skills jobs that will create a livable wage. What can be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African American youth? First, schools need to prepare students for the real world. Young people need to be ready mentally and education-wise for the workplace. And, as I stated in the previous answer, we need more higher-skilled jobs that afford everyone upward mobility. Should Wilmington establish a police community oversight board with investigatory, subpoena, and disciplinary powers? Disciplinary boards are fine. Outside oversight is fine. Everyone, including police, should be held accountable. But subpoenas should be restricted to the judicial system. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate warming gases in NC by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? I am not sure 40% is a reasonable goal. I agree that we only have one planet and we must protect it. I'm just not sure of the short-term ramifications of such an ambitious goal. Guardianship, felonies, and your vote. You do not lose your right to vote when you are placed under guardianship if you have a traffic ticket, mortgage default, or outstanding civil fine, or if you are convicted of a misdemeanor. If you are convicted of a felony, you temporarily lose your right to vote, but you automatically get your voting rights back in North Carolina after you finish your full sentence, including probation or parole. It does not matter whether the felony conviction occurred in North Carolina or somewhere else. Once you complete a felony sentence, your citizenship rights are automatically restored to you. No court document is needed to restore your right to vote. Just finish your sentence and register like any other citizen. Failure to pay restitution does not block your right to vote, unless it is a reason for continued probation supervision. In North Carolina, you must finish probation before you register to vote. Candidates for City Council continued. Kimberly Spader, experience. I am a licensed clinical social worker and have lived in Wilmington or Ogden since 2000. I attended UNCW for undergrad and graduated with degree and again in 2010 with my master's in social work. What qualifications or approach to city government makes you the best candidate for this position? I have been a social worker for almost 10 years. I have a strong background in working with many diverse people in difficult situations to solve complex problems with limited resources. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? Affordable housing will keep our workforce in town and assure their mental and physical health. Healthy parents make for secure, successful children and is a part of having a successful school system. A workforce and a good school system are large factors in attracting companies to Wilmington to provide jobs that offer a higher wage. What can be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African American youth? If we lay the groundwork by securing affordable housing, a robust public transit, improve our school system, and have initiatives to focus on improving our drinking water, as well as show clear intent to address environmental concerns, we will be much more attractive and companies will want to come to Wilmington. Should Wilmington establish a police community oversight board with investigatory and disciplinary powers? I want to engage the police department to have more training and to ensure that it is the police who are interested in building trust with the community. I do appreciate accountability and would like to make that the focus of discussion with the police chief and police officers, as well as with community members. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate warming gases in NC by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? I think a strong, ambitious policy for combating climate change is necessary and will have to be done at the state and local level. I would like the vision to be focused and achievable. I'm comfortable with the goal of reducing Wilmington's emissions 40% by 2025. Voting tips for students. Where's home? You may call your college community home if you do not have a clear intent to return to another address. If you do, register at that address as home. Register at just one address. Update your registration when you move. You cannot register entirely online as a new voter. Get a form at ncsbe.gov. Write in your full name as it appears on your Social Security card or NC driver's license. Put that ID number on the form. If your home is UNCW's campus, use the dorm's street address or just the dorm name for your residential address. For example, Belk Hall. You may use a different address for your mailing address, like your campus box number. Mail the form to Board of Elections, 230 Government Center, Wilmington, 28403. Not too late. If you miss the October 11th regular deadline to register, use same-day registration. Candidates for City Council continued. Kevin Spears. Experience. I started this journey working to improve my community, helping and creating several nonprofits focused on the well-being of inner-city children and their parents. This was innate, but my stepfather subconsciously taught me the ropes, the late, great Kenneth Davis. What qualifications or approach to city government make you the best candidate for this position? My qualifications, approach to city government are as follows. My willingness to identify issues, speak on those issues, inform my community of said issues, and work with officials to rectify those issues. I also bring consistency and reliability to this city. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? The city can maintain adequate affordable housing by setting a limit to construction that is not intended to be for affordable housing, or to set aside a specific percentage of new housing to be affordable. The city needs to invest in citizens that are not currently in position to buy expensive homes. What can be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African American youth? Years ago, I talked to Earl Sheridan about the summer youth program that existed when I was a teen. The program employed inner-city youth from ages 15 to 18. The program was recreated, but scaled down. I feel it was too small and not adequately publicized to the youth. This program needs to be expanded. Should Wilmington establish a police community oversight board with investigatory, subpoena, and disciplinary powers? I agree 1,000% with oversight and disciplinary boards because there seems to be a pattern of disregard for the lives of certain individuals. There needs to be some accountability when dealing with these issues, and it cannot come from the same people that commit these offenses. Checks and balances keep us honest. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate warming gases in North Carolina by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? I cannot speak specifically to the percentage of change he, Governor Cooper, forecasted, but I can say that there needs to be an approach to air pollution that impacts our health, our food, and our agriculture. I can't think of anyone with more resources than the government to spearhead efforts of change regarding this issue. Early voting location and hours. Early voting is offered at one location only for this election, New Hanover County Board of Elections Office, 230 Government Center, Suite 34, Wilmington, 28403. Hours for voting. Weekdays, October 16th, 17th, and 18th, and October 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, October 26th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday, October 27th, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Weekdays, October 28th to November 1st, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Candidates for City Council continued. Courtney Banks McLaughlin. Experience. Teacher, veteran, small business operator. What qualifications or approach to city government make you the best candidate for this position? I am 100% independent, and my only concern is the interest of the City of Wilmington. I am dedicated to responsible governance that is accountable to the taxpayer. There is always a more efficient way to do things. How important is affordable housing? How can the city maintain adequate affordable housing? Obligatory. Many approaches are antithetical. One way we can combat rising costs is to simply not subsidize businesses and allow developers to run the city. What could be done to create more jobs for young people, especially African American youth? Small, independent businesses are our biggest employers, and we have to support them. We need to have an open line of communication with these citizens. They have a good feel for what is going on in the local economy. Should Wilmington establish a police community oversight board with investigatory, subpoena, and disciplinary powers? I don't know enough about this. I need to educate myself. Accountability of law enforcement is a necessary aspect of security. What are your views on reducing emissions of climate warming gases in NC by 40% because of their impact on natural disasters, agriculture, public health, and community life? I am focused on city issues. I believe this specific issue is currently more of an issue for state government. Early voting, same-day registration. If you miss the deadline to register, you may use same-day registration during early voting times. Ask the election official for a registration form. Show an identifying document and vote a ballot all on the same day. You cannot use same-day registration on election day. the identifying document you show must be one of these with your name and current address. A North Carolina driver's license, other government photo ID, student photo ID, together with a school document showing the student's address, a utility bill, cell phone, electric, cable, etc., bank statement or payroll stub, or a document from any government agency, a bill, permit, letter, etc. Here are the Wilmington precincts and polling locations for Election Day, November 5th. To find your precinct's polling place for Election Day, call 910-798-7330. Precinct number H02, located Northeast Regional Library at 1241 Military Cutoff, zip code 28405. Precinct H03, Bradley Creek Elementary School, 6211 Greenville LP Road, 28409. H04, College Park Elementary School, 5001 Oriole Drive, 28403. H05, Port City Community Church, 250 Vision Drive, 28403. H08, Ogden Elementary School, 3637 Middle Sound Loop Road, 28411. H10, Eden Elementary School, 6701 Gordon Road, 28411. H12, Blair Elementary School, 416 Edgewater Club Road, 28411. M02, Parsley Elementary School, 3518 Masonboro Loop Road, 28409. M03, Moose Lodge, 4610 Carolina Beach Road, 28412. M04, United Advent Christian Church, 4912 College Road South, 28412. W03, MLK Center, 401 8th Street South, 28401. W08, Board of Education Center, Spencer Building, 1802 15th Street South, 28401. W12, Forest Hills School, 602 Colonial Drive, 28403. W13, UNCW Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, 620 College Road South, 28403. W15, Mosley Performance Learning Center, 3702 Princess Place Drive, 28405. W16, Halliburton Memorial Park, 4099 17th Street South, 28412. W17, Holly Tree Elementary School, 3020 Webb Trace, 28409. W18, First Assembly of God, 4927 Wrightsville Avenue, 28403. W21, Codington Elementary School, 4321 Carolina Beach Road, 28412. W24, UNCW Warwick Center, 629 Hamilton Drive, 28403. W25, CFCC Health Sciences Building, 415 2nd Street North, 28401. W26, Sunset Park Elementary School, 613 Alabama Avenue, 28401. W27, Freeman Elementary School, 2601 Princess Place Drive, 28405. W28, Trinity Reformed Presbyterian Church, 3801 Wilshire Boulevard, 28403. W29 Williston Middle School, 401 10th Street, 28401. W30 Cape Fear Presbyterian Church, 2606 Newkirk Avenue, 28412. W31 New Hanover Co. Senior Resource Center, 2222 South College Road, 28403. Three ways to vote for the Wilmington Mayor and City Council. All residents of Wilmington may cast ballots to elect the city's mayor and three other members of the City Council. The mayor and city council make decisions that affect virtually every part of your life, but you decide who wins. 1. Early voting, October 16th to November 1st for the general election. Voting early is often a good option, especially if you have moved or have not voted in several years. You can also register as a new voter in the county during early voting. 2. Mail-in absentee voting. Any registered voter may use this method. No special reason is needed. 3. Election Day. October 8th for the primary. November 5th for the general election. On Election Day, go to your precinct's polling place. Polls are open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. If you are in line by 7:30 p.m., you'll be able to vote. To find your precinct's poll, go to demnc.co/distr or call the local Board of Elections, 910-678-7733. If you go to the wrong polling place in your city and don't have time to get to your precinct, ask to use a provisional ballot. No photo ID is needed to vote, but if you are a new voter in the county and something was missing on your registration, you may be asked to show a document such as a utility bill or ID. It's best to carry an ID with you. Questions? Call the hotline, 888-687-8683. 888-OUR-VOTE, O-U-R-V-O-T-E, or 888-687-8683, or 866-OUR-VOTE, 866-687-8683. That's 866-687-8683.